What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we are going to be talking to you today about how to save money with insurance.
That's very important these days, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I just don't see any end in sight for what's happening in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's rates are continuing to rise.
Yes.
The insurance profitability, or insurance carrier's profitability, is continuing to be diminished.
Right.
They're talking about, and we hear this from our marketing people about what's going on. But there is something called a nuclear verdict, which means judgments over $10,000 are on the rise. And people are hurting right now because we're getting calls daily. People are calling up and asking what we can do to help them because the rates are going up so much. Tell us about what we're doing as an agency, Kathy, as far as requotes and what our time is spent doing as far as trying to alleviate some of this.
Well, we have a lot of carriers that we usually get, you know, some type of warning from our company reps that come out to see us, let us know that things are getting ready to change, if their new endorsements coming out, if their new rate increases are coming. So we tend to have a little bit of notice, not as much as we probably would like to know. So as we know these things and we start knowing we're going to have to probably shop people, and thankfully because we're independent insurance agents and all of our, of course, our agents and all of us are licensed in numerous states, we can move people to other places.
Talk about what that means, being an independent agent.
Well, we work for you. We work for you to find the best, you know, coverage for you for the best price. We represent numerous carriers, which we include, you know, auto owners, Allstate, Cincinnati. We have Foremost. We have Travelers. We have Safeco, Nationwide, Progressive. We have, I mean, just that's just personal lines. Then we have our commercial, you know, we have numerous, probably like a total of 20 different carriers that we represent between personal and, you know, and commercial. So we can put you with the right carrier for your
situation,
for your exposures that you may have. So what happens is we have a comparative rater for personal lines. We can put all your information in a one-time situation to get the best results for you based off your financial scores as well as your claim history. And then we try to put you with a different carrier and your age and your experience and all that when you're driving, when it has to auto. So we do all these things to kind of find the best place for you. We have other options for you if you don't want to go with one carrier versus another. We are able to... We represent only A carriers, which means they're A and best rated carriers. So we have, this means they can pay your claims if there was an actual claim. We don't represent anything that's lower than that. People don't even know about that, but we try to do our very best to put you in the right place and make sure you have
a company. This week, a broker called up and said this company's been downgraded to a C.
Right.
And so I was like, we've got to move that account.
Yeah, we start moving them immediately.
Because it's not, hey, so, if the main man Jeff is here.
definitely trying to make sure we put your customer in the right place, and we make sure you have all your discounts. And I think
so
it's
that's
also
what we're talking about today, the discounts.
Yeah, and I think it's important to also put in there, we'd like to put all your stuff with one carrier versus like piecemealing you out to different ones.
I don't think you save money over time.
You don't
with that.
Save money. Plus, if there's a claim, the carrier can't say, "And oh, it's not mine," and the other carrier's pointing fingers at each. They're on the count. They're on the risk.
You have a better chance of getting canceled if you have your insurance just
correct.
Piecemealed out.
Right.
And that's going to cost more money ultimately.
Yes.
I would say.
I would absolutely say
So we talk about shopping your insurance. Mm-hmm. That's the one way to be able to hopefully save money.
Right.
You know, rates are different for your companies. You may have a situation where this year's rates are good and then next year they go up. We're seeing that
right.
a lot. But let's talk about discounts. You know, having, you know, being a comparative shopper is good. However, I think we see a lot of people just cut out their coverages and they think they've saved money and they've not.
But they haven't.
I was at a restaurant one day, and the waitress was there, and she said, "Oh man, they saved me a boatload of insurance on my insurance." So talking about some of their agent, I was like, "Oh, I know what happened. That they've just cut out the coverages, and they've got minimum limits now, probably."
Right.
So yeah, you do save money today on that, but wait till you have a claim, and then you'll find out how much you're going to save.
Right.
And you get what you pay for.
Right.
So discounts, you have different policies. I mean, most people have a homeowner's policy, an auto policy.
Right. You can get a multi-policy discount with most carriers if you have your home and auto with them.
Most carriers do have that. Mm-hmm. And then we have one carrier. It's actually auto owners. I really like what they do is that the more policies you have, the more discounts you get.
Correct.
They even get a discount for having a life insurance policy.
And their umbrella as well.
And an umbrella discount. Mm-hmm. Or you can have an annuity with them.
Or if you have your commercial with them as well, they give you discounts across the board, personal and commercial as
well. That's the only company I believe we have that does those type of discounts, other than the home and auto discount.
Correct. Everyone does that pretty much.
So that's a good thing, have it with the same company. Then there's a discount called a multi-car discount, which most people just get by default. If you've got more than one car, you get a discount. In North Carolina, it's 25% with one company. Mm-hmm. So that's been a very good discount. What else can we do? We're talking about discounts. We'll talk about deductibles in a minute, too. But what about, let's talk about the homeowner's policy first, and let's go to the auto policy. So we talked about having this crossover, having it with the same company.
Right.
You get a discount on both, a home auto discount.
Right. You can also get a discount for paying in full. So you don't have to pay for payments. They do give you like a little bit of a...
It's about 10%.
10%. Like if you make payments, like you pay monthly, you'll have to pay like a fee for
doing
that.
You get no discount. Like a fee for every payment you make.
Right. Claim-free discount is another thing if you don't have claims on a homeowner's policy or also a new home, new construction, different things
another
like that.
Another thing, if you put a new roof on your house, let your agent know.
Yes.
You can get a new roof discount.
Correct.
It can be
That's
helpful
also
as well.
Something you can look at.
So what about protective devices, Kathy? Let's think about the things that you can buy or get discounts
on
them.
So most people will have a fire extinguishers. They give you a discount that, and of course, your smoke detectors and, the carbon monoxide detectors. They also have it out now that if you have, I don't know what you actually call it, that you can put on your water just to shut it off.
It's automatic water shut off device.
Yes. That's a big thing, too.
I've got
now.
One company that gives an 8% discount for that. Mm-hmm. Well, their problem, if you have a water claim in your house, you may have trouble down the road getting insurance somewhere else. It's kind of a red flag type of thing because there's mold, and if there's been a water problem in a house, can be an issue. But the water shut-off device, and we're supposed to get one for our house, and we just never have. We got to follow up on that, Kathy. But it's an 8% discount.
You can also get a discount for having an alarm system if it's a fire and security system.
Tell the different types of alarm systems.
Well, they have one that's a central one. They always ask us first of all, we have to have a certificate showing that you have it. And if it's reporting directly to the police department or the fire department, or if it's, central monitoring, what exactly how you have it. But they give you discounts because you have that in place for fire or for a theft. And that's important. There are a lot of people here are seasonal people and they leave their home. And of course people have cameras or they have different things. They ask you what you have and then they give you a discount based off of that as well.
So we've got a alarm for a fire extinguisher. A discount for a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
We have a discount for smoke alarms. Mm-hmm. We have a discount for having a central reporting burglar and fire alarm.
Correct.
There's discounts for multi-policy. If you have more than one policy, home auto discount, mm-hmm. new roof discount. Paid in full discount. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get, we're trying to save money for people.
Right.
And people like discounts. The more discounts you can get, it's great.
Yes.
We have one company that does, a lot of our clientele may not need life insurance anymore. They're older and what we consider self-insured. But that is a discount you can get is a home auto life discount. Another way to do that is an annuity. Mm-hmm. Well, we have one company that will let you put $2,000 into an annuity. It's earning about 4% interest right now, but you get a 5% discount.
Right.
So over time, that's going to pay for itself. I've got one customer I'm working with right now that she and her husband have a particular company. These are this discount. They've got a policy in Michigan, policies in Florida, policies in North Carolina. So we're trying to put together this annuity for her where she'll get a 5% discount all the way across the board. So right. that will be a good discount. Okay, so we're going to come back after the break here and talk more about how can we save money on the insurance with discounts. We're going to talk about deductibles when we get back. And hopefully it's a lot of pain out there right now when it comes to buying insurance. And hopefully we can find a way to help people maybe to save some money. My name is Mark Moore. I'm my wife, Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have three locations, which are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have a location in Blairsville, Georgia, which is right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office in Blairsville. And we're in the actual South State Bank building there. Come by and see us there for your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance Services is in Hiawassee, Georgia on Main Street, 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're right next to the hospital in the red brick building. It's called Town Drace. You can come in and see us there for your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And lastly, for more insurance, we have our main location, our hub in Hayesville, North Carolina, right there on 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next door to United Community Bank there in Hayesville. Come by and see us in Hayesville for your insurance needs there as well. Then we have another location, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance there in Murphy. We are located also on Highway 64. If you go past Arby's on the left, you should see our building there. And come by and see Velda and Heather there to help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy. And then lastly, our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're right past on the main drag there, right past United Community Bank. And then we're between United Community Bank and the Burger King there in Blue Ridge. And come by and see us for your insurance needs there in Blue Ridge as well. Also, you can check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And you can like us on Facebook as well. And also on our website, you can check out all these podcasts. If you miss one of our radio shows, you can check out all the different ones there on our website, as well as request a quote or make a payment on our actual website. So that's all about our locations. So okay. Come by and see us.
Thank you, Kathy. So we're talking about how to save money. We're seeing as agency rates are going through the roof.
Yes.
And it's something, you know, it's not pleasant for our customers. It's not pleasant for us because, no. You know, you're paying this much this year or this term, and then turn around, your rates have gone up 25%.
Well, I think
for no reason at all.
Well, the thing
is, there's a reason, but nothing that you've done individually.
Right. Well, I think the other thing people need to understand, a lot of the carriers, because of inflation and costs of supplies and rebuilding costs, they are going up on your coverage A amount, like inflation guard or inflation's on the actual structure. So you are getting a higher premium, but you're also getting more coverage than you had last year. So people don't see it that way.
But that's part of it. But the rates are going up too.
Yeah, you need to compare your old deck page to your new deck page to kind of see, hey, it's gone up. My value on my house was $200,000, for example, and now it's $225,000. You're getting $25,000 more coverage, but your rate is going up because there is more coverage.
Well, your premium is going up.
Yeah.
But also, you're getting a double whammy. You're getting more coverage on your home because of the inflation guard is going up, and then you're also the rates are going up. I worry about Georgia's. Well, I guess one way to save mental insurance is move to North Carolina.
Yeah,
we're not having this happen in North Carolina. This is specifically to Georgia,
right.
And Georgia is having just a bear of a time. The legal environment has gone to a really bad place, and what I'm concerned about is at some point we may see companies say, "Hey, we're not making money in Georgia. We're leaving the state."
Right, kind of like Florida.
This happened in Florida.
Yeah,
exactly. You're right, Kathy. I was looking. And California's the same way.
Yes.
I was looking online just a minute ago, and there's been carriers that have quit riding in these particular states. I was with a business consultant this past week that had an agency in California, and one of the companies he had left the state. This agency had 12,000 homeowners policies to try to rewrite, which means the customer had no coverage. They had to put on their carrier. The rates are just going crazy. I worry about Georgia, are we going to see companies eventually just say we're done? This happened to my grandfather back in the 80s. He was probably one of the largest writers of a particular company in Georgia back in the 80s in metro Atlanta. And he gets the call. My uncle got the call the night before the announcement was made that this particular company was pulling out of the state. So he had to try to find a replacement policy for all these different customers that he had. And that was bad. So we're seeing right now, we're seeing the rates increase. But you wonder if you're going to see eventually people actually exiting the state of Georgia. So we talked about discounts you can get. We talked about having it, you know, home auto discount. We talked about multi-car discount. Talked about protective device discount, new roof discounts. Let's talk about deductibles. And what's a good strategy when it comes to a deductible? And first of all, just to be simplistic, what is a deductible, Kathy?
Well, your deductible is basically set so that what you're going to have to pay before the insurance kicks in.
So you're agreeing to pay part of the loss.
Right.
So if you have a homeowner's policy with a $1,000 deductible, mm-hmm. then if your roof is blown away, you're going to pay $1,000.
Right.
So that's what we're experiencing right now. In Hiawassee, we had a claim, and we had to replace our roof on Town Trace, which is the condo that we have jointly with other people. We just got the roof replaced last week. We'll end up paying our deductible. But what about the effects of the deductible? How does it work?
Well, the way I explain it to people is, you know, the higher deductible, your lower your premium. Because if you can absorb some of that, hopefully you won't have any claims. So I always tell people, what can you afford? Can you afford a $1,000 deductible or a $2,500 deductible or a $5,000 deductible? You know, especially if it's on your home. If it's some people will say $500, but again, the higher you know deductible, the lower your premium. So if they can do it and they can absorb that, or they have that money type of sitting around, it's better to do a higher deductible.
We'd recommend having an emergency fund,
right?
Where you'd have money sitting aside for these types of things.
Problems. Yes.
I think a good philosophy to have is to just carry high deductibles,
right?
And take the savings on that. You know, premium savings.
Right.
So and maybe you can save money, but perhaps you might want to use those savings to buy higher limits of insurance. Like maybe you carry $1,000 deductible on all your cars, and then you use that savings to go ahead and purchase the higher liability limits on the back end.
Right.
You could do that.
Also on auto, there is discounts that we didn't mention on defensive driving discounts. Good student, good discount. Some of our carriers will do that with younger drivers, which is a big concern for people that, just like us, my daughter's just started driving. So you want to look for all the discounts you can get, because it's a huge, huge shock to you when you have to bring your child that's inexperienced driving, put them on your policy. Your rates will go up. There's no way of getting around it. So if they can do a defensive.
Wait till they have a claim.
Yeah. So hopefully they don't have a claim. So there are some carriers.
Or ticket.
That will give you a discount for defensive driving. Some carriers, not all of them, will give you something for a good student deductible, discount. They also have it for just different things like that, which would be helpful if your kids have that. So please, if you have a child that's getting ready to come on your policy, make sure they do a defensive driving course. Maybe talk with your agent previously before they take it to make sure that carrier will honor that. And it's on a period of time. It's not forever, ever, amen, but it is for a little bit of time that you can have it. But you have to bring in their report card, transcript sealed, and some different things like that.
Another way that you could save money, and I'm not saying this is necessarily, you have to really think about this closely, but if you have an older car, mm-hmm. I know used cars are valuable now, but at some point you may decide just to drop the collision coverage on it.
Right.
Because the car, maybe the car is worth $2,000, and you're paying $1,000
right,
in insurance.
Let's talk about what collision is. Again, that coverage is basically if you collide with something.
If you're at fault.
If you're at fault and you collide with a tree or another person or an embankment, a lot of times you don't know when you have these policies what's going to happen, what kind of accident's going to have, what kind of exposure you may have until something happens. So we're trying our best to make sure that we cover every situation that might arise. And that's our job, to avoid exposure for you as a client, as a customer.
Yes. So having a higher deductible can help.
Yes.
Your premiums. The effect that people don't see that we see is if you start turning in claims.
A lot of claims.
You may be getting canceled or may not be able to get replacement insurance at an affordable rate.
Right.
So I do believe the insurance policy is best used for a major loss.
Yes.
You know, for a complete, like a total fire loss or some you know, major accident. If you can absorb a smaller claim, you're going to probably save money over time. You'll save money over time if you can take the smaller hit yourself and not be on your record. So hope it helps somebody out there. Things are kind of bleak now when it comes to saving money on insurance. It's just the costs are going up, particularly in Georgia, and there's not much remedy.
And there's also one thing to add to, make sure you pay your premiums on time. That also helps too when you're not having, you want to have a good pay history with your actual carrier as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. Avoid the extra fees and reinstatement costs.
Yes.
Okay. So this is Mark, Kathy Moore. We're on our show, Peace of Mind, on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.